Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Vintage Coffee and Beverages Limited Q3 FY 2026 earnings conference call hosted by Nuvama Wealth and Investment Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Palash Kawale from Nuvama Wealth and Investment Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. I welcome you all. On behalf of Nuvama Wealth, I thank the management of Vintage Coffee and Beverages for the opportunity to host their Q3 FY 2026 earnings call. We have with us today Mr. Balakrishna Tati, Chairman and MD, Mr. Sai Tejja Tati, Executive Director, Mr. Pritam Roy, Group Head, Mr. Kranti Kumar Yarkali, Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Jawahar Konjivaram, Head of Sales and Marketing. I will now hand over the call to the management, Mr. Balakrishna Tati, to walk us through the quarter. Thank you all, and over to you, Bala sir.
Thank you, Palash. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and a warm welcome to all of you. Thank you for joining us today to discuss the financial and operational performance of Vintage Coffee and Beverages Limited for the third quarter and nine months ended FY 2026. On behalf of management, it is a pleasure to connect with you once again and share an update on our progress during what has been a period of sustained growth and operational consolidation for the company. We sincerely appreciate your time, participation, and continued confidence in Vintage Coffee. Vintage Coffee and Beverages Limited is engaging in manufacturing and export of instant coffee and instant chicory and value-added beverage solutions, with a strong focus on private label and customized offering for global customers. Our operations are headquartered in Hyderabad and supported by modern, fully integrated manufacturing facilities equipped with advanced aroma recovery technology, automated extraction system, and sustainable focused processing, including zero liquid discharge and high water recovery. Over the years, we have built a business model that is export-led, quality-driven, and execution-focused, catering to customers across Europe, Central America, Russia, and CIS countries, Middle East, Africa, Southeast Asia, and select other international markets. Our emphasis on consistent quality, timely execution, customer-specific formulation continues to strengthen our long-standing relationship and competitive positioning. Coming to the financial performance of Q3 FY 2026, the quarter reflected strong operational execution, healthy demand across our core export markets, and improved capacity utilization. Consolidated revenue for the quarter stood at rupees 1,505 million as against 881 million last year, registering a year-on-year growth of 71%. This growth was driven by higher volumes, better realization, and improved geographic and product mix. EBITDA for the quarter increased by 79% year-on-year to rupees 287 million as against FY 2025, 161 million, with EBITDA margin improving to 19.1%, supported by disciplined cost management, product mix, and operating leverage. Profit after tax for the quarter was 191 million, growing by 54% year-on-year. For nine months ended FY 2026, the company delivered a strong broad-based performance. Total income increased by 91% year-on-year to rupees 3,877 million. EBITDA for nine months FY 2026 to rupees 691 million, reflecting a growth of 105% year-on-year, with margin expanding to 17.8%. Profit after tax increased to 109% year-on-year to rupees 512 million. This performance reflects sustained volume growth, improved operational efficiencies, and continued focus on high-value product and export markets. We are pleased to inform you that cash flow operating activities turned positive in the third quarter. The shortfall of 18.91 crores reported in H1 FY 2026 is expected to be fully offset, resulting in a break-even cash flow position for FY 2026. Operationally, Q3 FY 2026 marked an important milestone for the company as we achieved full utilization of our existing instant coffee capacity of 6,500 metric tons per annum. This was supported by strong order inflow, efficient production planning, and improved coordination across procurement, manufacturing, and logistics. Exports continue to be the primary growth driver, accounting for a predominant share of revenue, with strong traction across Europe, Russia and CIS countries, Africa, Southeast Asia, and Central America and new geographies. We also continue to work towards improving customer diversification, reducing concentration risk, and expanding our presence across new geographies and customer segments. In line with our medium-term growth strategy, we are progressing steadily on our capacity expansion plans. The additional expanded and agglomerated capacity of 4,500 metric tons per annum is expected to be commissioned by the end of FY23. This will increase our total installed capacity by 69% to 11,000 metric tons per annum. We are reasonably confident of ramping the new capacity based on discussions with potential customers. We are also on track for the 5,500 metric tons per annum freeze-dried coffee facility. I have already issued purchase orders to my missionary suppliers. The expansion is expected to strengthen our value-added portfolio, support entry into premium segments, and enhance margins over the medium terms. From the industry perspective, the global instant coffee market continued to show steady growth, supported by increasing consumption, convenience-led demand, and rising acceptance of customized and private label products across geographies. While the operating environment remains dynamic with respect to raw material prices, currency movement, local demand trends, we believe our integrated manufacturing capabilities, export orientation, and customer-centric approach place us on strong position to navigate these challenges and opportunities. Looking ahead, we remain confident about the company's long-term growth trajectory supported by capacity expansion, a diversified export footprint, continued focus on operational efficiency and prudent capital allocation. At the same time, we remain mindful of external variable and will continue to prioritize discipline execution, cost control, balance sheet strength. Before concluding, I would like to take this opportunity to thank our employees for their dedication and execution, our customers, our suppliers, and the partners for their trust and our dedication, and our shareholders for their continual support. The performance during Q3 and then for first 9 months of FY26 reflects our collective efforts and reinforces our commitment to build a scalable, sustainable, and resilient business. Thank you once again for joining us today. We will now be happy to take your questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Sudarshan Padmanabhan from ASK NDPMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question. Congrats on great setup. Sir, my question is to understand, you know, on the mix. So if I look at between your 2Q and 3Q, in the presentation, there is about 50 tons of, coffee. So more or less, not much of a change visibly there. But when I look at the realization, your gross profit as well as EBITDA per ton, I mean, I see that there is at least 7 to 8% increase in the realization, percolating down to almost 20% increase from a gross profit per ton basis. So can you give a little, and this is not just in this quarter, if I'm actually looking at right from the last 3 to 4 quarters. So I am seeing that from a phenomenon, we are improving the profitability on a per tonnage basis. So can you give some color on, one, whether it is sustainable? Number two, what are we doing to basically see this improvement?
Thank you very much, Mr. Padmanabhan. Just before, I think what I understand from you is that the EBITDA levels, difference in EBITDA levels, which is, as mentioned earlier also, that it is in a cost plus the absolute terms. Okay. So irrespective of the price escalations in the international coffee markets, we still have maintained the profitability, EBITDA levels, because it is in a cost plus margin basis. So that will continue to be have it in a Q3 and Q4 and coming months and all, coming quarters. With regards to the first half, you know, because we mentioned to you that, you know, in the first Q1 and Q2, the sales were slightly lower because that was an odd season. But Q3 and Q4 is in a peak season, and we are fully exporting the total tons capacity, whatever that we have that. So obviously that it will be having a better profitability.
Sir, I'm more asking on the mix side, because when I look at the mix, I mean, the gross profit per ton, if you look at it, has moved from 202 rupees a kg to 240 rupees a kg. So, which I would believe is primarily because of the better mix. So, is that right? I mean, what are we doing with respect to, you know, is that more value-added products that we are selling? So, what is driving this mix in that sense?
Got it. I'll explain. Yes, you are right, absolutely. This is because of the product mix. Because earlier we were doing mostly focused on a bulk sales and a bulk packaging exports and all. Now we are more focused on a consumer packs. The consumer packs are in packed in a doy packs and the tins and glass jars. That is giving a higher revenue and higher realization. And we are continuing to focus more on a consumer packs because that is what actually our customers are looking for that. And it's a value-added product which we are giving to them. That's the reason actually the higher realization it is and the EBITDA levels also higher.
And this will continue or improve from these levels?
Yes, please.
Yeah. Sir, the other question before I run back to you is, you know, the new capacity that is coming in. You know, with respect to, and I believe that we also get into contact with some visibility in terms of utilization of capacity. So given the, you know, capacity which is just coming and ramping up in the fourth quarter, I mean, what is the visibility that we have in terms of utilizing the incremental capacity? And also you spoke about the freeze dried capacity coming in FY28. There, how are the conversations happening? What is the confidence in terms of getting utilization there?
Good. Thank you. With regards to the capacity utilizations, as we said that Q3 and Q4 onwards, we are going with the full capacity utilization. In fact, now Q4 also will have the same thing. And as we mentioned earlier also, the company has taken all the steps to enhance the capacities from 6,500 metric tons to adding another 4,500 metric tons, which is in a pipeline, and it is likely to commence the operational by March. This is what we are expecting, and that additional 4,500 metric tons capacity per annum will add preferably maybe in a fourth quarter, that means the current quarter, maybe a small quantity will add in this quarter also, and then will follow by the next year, that is FY 26-27. So this is a strategy what we are having. In addition to that, so that means we're going to end up in March, by end of March, 11,000 metric tons capacity. In addition to that, 5,500 metric tons of freeze-dried coffee, which is again, we already initiated the process for setting up this plant. And required equipments are identified, and we have and vendors identified, and equipments, we have already released an order for equipments. And we are in progress state. I think I can say that by next FY27, we should be in a position to even commence the commercial production for this freeze-dried coffee, which is in a super premium product.
It's sure, sir. Thanks a lot, Ajman.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aditya Singh from Multibagger Stocks. Please go ahead.
Good evening. Thank you for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yes, please. Good. Very good. Good afternoon. Tell me.
I had a couple of questions regarding what you just said. Could you please tell me that what is the sales mix between bulk and consumer packs?
The sales mix Okay. Your question is that what are the sales mix, correct? It says in a, what is the pack basically. So right now what
yes,
we are
sir.
Doing right now we are doing in a 50-50 ratios. 50% bulk and 50% consumer pack. But in a Q3 and Q4 we are focused more on increasing the consumer packs, which is coming to around 60-40 ratio. 60% is in the consumer packs and 40% in bulk.
And is this ratio the overall target for your pack?
Overall target, you know, going forward, since we are already in plans of expansion for another 4,500 tons, so certainly we will try to maintain around 65-70% in the consumer packs and 30% in bulk.
Okay. The next question was regarding that how will you be spending the 450 crore capex on freeze-dried capex? You know, that has been already placed orders for the machinery and how much amount has already been spent?
No, this is, I think, one second. You are saying that to the 450 crores, that's what freeze-dried coffee you are talking, right?
Yes, freeze-dried coffee.
Yeah, freeze-dried coffee, okay. So freeze-dried coffee, actually, what we have raised it to not only warrants, the pref also we raised, and we have tied up with some other financial institution from Europe, where we are getting in a lesser interest component rate for the equipments and all. So I think we raised around 192 crores for the ABC project, and for this is we are utilizing for the equipment purchases and building land and building and other things and all. So that is in line with our plans. And in fact, the institutions also have given in principle clearances for equipment finances.
Okay, can you bifurcate how will you spend the capex in the coming years? Like how much for the next year and how much for the next year?
No, actually we have already started the releasing the purchase orders for the equipments, because the institutions, financial institutions from Europe, they are not going to lend 100% or what. They are going to give it around 70% of that. So 30% is we are going to use it from this, whatever the funds we raised recently. And that is going to be as an advance along with the purchase orders now.
Okay. So can you tell me then how much of it has already been spent?
We have already spent it approximately around one second, figures are right.
Of course.
Yeah, around 60 crores we spent it out of it.
60 crores, okay. And the next question was regarding that the work. In relation with the spray-dried coffee only, will there be any price increase in the new spray-dried coffee product, as you mentioned that it will be decided when the project is near completion? And do we expect any margin increase when volume starts coming in from the expanded spray-dried facility?
One second. You are saying the spray-dried, sorry, can you come again this question?
Of course. I'll repeat again. Will there be any price increase in the new spray-dried coffee product, as you mentioned that it will be decided when the project is near completion? And do we expect any margin increase when volume starts coming from the expanded spray-dried facility?
Yes, you are right. Correct. Absolutely right. Because the price will be the volumes will come in Q4. As I mentioned that we are going to commence the additional capacity utilization by March. So some quantity will add it in the Q4. And also the obviously then profitability slightly will improve, but as much because in the same facilities we are having this additional capacity of 4,500 tons, so the fixed costs are distributed. So definitely it will give a good this thing on a EBITDA levels.
Okay. And just last question from my side, do we import our raw material Robusta coffee from outside India or are we procuring it locally?
We are right now doing around 80-85% from the domestically and 15-20% imported coffee beans. But obviously, going forward, we have plans around 60% Indian beans and 40% imported beans.
Okay. And in the spray-dried coffee segment, will the price be increased for the new product?
It is all depends upon the prices, because it depends upon the blends and all. Sometimes, you know, we have to go in accordance with the blends and the customer requirements and all, because very difficult to say this price will increase or not, because in case we add more Arabicas and in that, because we not only use only Robusta, we also use Arabica. When we use Arabica, the prices will, realization will be slightly higher. And when we use 100% robusta, the prices will be lower side. So difficult for me to say at this point of time, but definitely price levels will be more or less same what we have, or maybe slightly it will improve. And this again depends upon the global coffee prices and how it is fluctuates and all. So that also makes a lot of difference in that one, selling price.
Okay, that was very helpful and informative. Thank you and best of luck.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Varshit Shah from Vito Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir, and congratulations for a great set of numbers. And kudos to the execution. Sir, my question is around the growth in the freeze-dried coffee industry. So if we see the globally the demand scenario, freeze-dried coffee has been growing at a much faster rate now, given the convenience and the flavor which it offers. Do you anticipate beyond the current growth plans, freeze-dried coffee plants to scale up much faster than the spray-dried coffee plants in terms of utilization?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Shah. The, with regards to the freeze-dried coffee, we have been explaining to you in our earlier call also and in one of my few interviews and all. See, the global trend is like that, the freeze-dried coffee consumption is going much faster than the spray and agglomeration, which is almost 8 to 10% growth on year on year globally. Obviously, it will give much better realization, and there will be huge demand for the freeze-dried coffee. As a matter of fact, today the freeze-dried coffee, the segment, especially the country in India itself, or you can say globally also, most of the freeze-dried coffee plants manufacturing the freeze-dried coffee has already sold out for the whole year. So there is a demand. Is there huge demand? Is there? And the country's geography, if you see that. The Middle East, there is a 4.4%, then North America, it is around coming to 7%, then South America is coming to around 20%. So that is the levels of growth in this percentage-wise, if you see that. And overall, it's coming to around 8 to 10%.
And, sir, my second question is on the expansion. So we have 4,500 ton of spray-dried and agglomerated coming up by March 2026. End of it, and another 5,500 ton of freeze-dried let's say commissioned by March 2027. So effectively you will have 15,500 tons of annual capacity from the current 6,500 tons, right? That is right, right?
Yes, 6,500 tons is the current capacity. Another 4,500 we are adding by March. That means by next month. So which is coming to around 11,000 metric tons. In addition to the 11,000 metric tons, we are going to add another 5,500 metric tons of freeze-dried coffee, which is coming to approximately 16,500 metric tons. So this is the capacities which we are going to have it in FY27.
And sir, what is the realization on apple-to-apple basis in freeze-dried versus spray-dried bulk, both bulk? What is the price differential between the two?
Yeah, the price differential between the spray and the freeze-dried is approximately around 40% is higher.
Oh, okay. So
yes,
the 5,500 in capacity which will come will have a 40% or maybe somewhere depending on the blends. Anywhere between 30 to 40% higher realization than the apple-to-apple capacity of spray-dried agglomerated.
Yes, you are right. Absolutely, you are right. It will be around 30 to 40% higher than in a freeze-dried coffee one. So that much additional revenue will get it out of the freeze-dried coffee. Yes, please.
Understood. So if I were to assume that next year, this year when you add 1,500 tons, so you increase capacity by 70%. After increasing capacity by 70%, you add another 50% capacity increase, 55%, but that will be at a higher realization. So effectively, you're targeting 70% growth, CAGR growth for the next 2 years. I'm not asking a specific number, I understand, but something like that.
Yes, you're right. That's good too.
Understood. So I have more questions, but I will get back in the queue.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Raj Shah from Fident Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. So couple of questions from my side. First is on your tax rate. So tax rate has come at close to 24% for this quarter. So how do you see that moving forward in for quarter four and for FY27? And secondly, for the entire FDC expansion, what kind of gross debt should we assume? Like for the 450 crores of expansion that we are doing, what kind of debt will require for the entire project?
Yeah, I'll just give it to our CFO. He will just give more in detail about this.
Total project cost will be the 500 crores, out of which 200 crores will be the equity and internal accrual, and rest of 300 crores will be the debt, debt from the banks and other institutions.
Okay, and on tax rate? On tax rate?
Tax rate is the now full tax rate now. From the Q3 onwards, we are at full tax rate, 25%.
Okay. Understood. Lastly,
you are talking about the 24% tax rate now currently, and how about going forward?
Yes.
What would be the so that the tax rate 24% because there was some sort of accumulated this thing was there, so that set aside. So therefore, the tax percentage has come down to 24. But the Q4 onwards, it will be a full tax rate.
Okay, understood. Yeah, lastly, on your inventory days, so currently they are at close to, we are close to around 110 days. So how do you see that going forward? And our operating cash flow over the last 2-3 years has remained weak. So will going forward, what kind of conversion from operating cash flow from EBITDA should we assume?
Yeah, that is in fact 110 days now actually reduced it to some extent. If I'm not mistaken, in the Q3 and Q4 also further it will reduce it. This is mainly because of the logistics issues and all, because transit time is taking more, because we sometimes use the imported coffee beans and also we export instant coffee, then the transit times and the orders what we sourcing from the Africa and other countries and all, where the transit time is more. So that's the reason actually the cycle time, the working capital cycle time is slightly higher. That's one, and I think we are expecting slightly marginally to reduce the working capital cycle in the coming quarters. That's one, and the next one, what you asking me?
Yeah, on that only. So for operating cash flows for next couple of years, should be that on the positive side going forward?
Yeah, operating cash flow is already, I think from Q3, Q4 onwards, it will be in a positive side only. In fact, the whole year also, it will be break even, in fact.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Welcome.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Videesha from CR Kothari and Sons. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. I just wanted a clarification. So this 450 crore CapEx, this is for the 5,000 freeze-dried coffee expansion alone, or is it for the other expansion to
Sorry to interrupt you, Mr. Ms. Vidhi. We are unable to hear you clearly. Can you speak a bit louder?
Louder.
Yes, please.
Hello.
Please go ahead.
Yeah, so the 450 CR CAPEX, this is the 5,000 metric ton freeze-dried coffee alone, or is this the total CAPEX?
No, this is the 5,500 metric tons. This is in a total project capacity, yes. Freeze-dried coffee.
Okay,
Freeze-dried coffee alone, yes.
Understood. And the other expansion that is for your spray-dry coffee to 11,000 metric ton, what is the CAPEX cost for that?
Yeah, that is a 45 crores and 45 crores. We have from internal accruals, we have already set up this line actually. So this is in any moment, I think, and it's a matter of few days, it is going to be in operational.
Okay, so this 45 CR, this is the 2,000 metric ton addition, or Alone, right?
4,500 metric tons.
Okay, so this is already done. We are just left with another 450 plus, out of which 200 CR is already funded through warrants, and you'll be taking additional 300 CR debt, right?
Yeah, I'll explain to you. I think both are clubbing. Yeah. I'll just explain more in detail. FDC project, the 450 CR, what we have so-called projected, and for which we already partly raised the funds, and also we tied up the institutions, financial institutions, which is in place. So that is exclusively for four free state coffee plant. Okay. And with regards to the spraded, what we have an additional capacity which is in pipeline, that is for 4,500 metric tons, for which the capex is 45 crores. And this capex, we have utilized it from our internal accruals.
Okay.
And the plant also is ready for, the equipment or the machinery also is ready for commissioning. So in a couple of weeks time, it will start giving a production.
Okay, understood. And what sort of utilization are we expecting, since currently we are running at full capacity utilization? So after the new capex, what utilization are you expecting 27-28?
27-28, then we'll have the capacity utilization of 11,000 plus 5,500 metric tons, which is coming to 16,500 metric tons.
What kind of utilization are you expecting?
No, with regards to the spray and agglomerator, maybe, because since I have already mentioned to you that we have already have a good order books and all, so we should be able to do full capacity utilization. And with regards to the free state coffee, it's possible that, you know, first year maybe we go within some around 65 to 70% of capacity utilization.
Okay. That's helpful. Thank you, sir, and all the best to you.
Welcome, please.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Omkar Gurgardere from Shree Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hello, sir. Congrats on good set of numbers. I had a couple of questions. One is, how insulated you are from the coffee price fluctuations, and like how quickly you can pass on the price increase or decrease to your customer?
Yeah, thank you. So with regards to the coffee price fluctuations, it's very volatile, you are right, absolutely, because it suddenly goes to $200 down and $200 up and all, just like any terminal traded prices and all. But the point is here is that since we are into value-added business, so it won't really give an immediate impact on our final selling prices. So what we do is that we sign a contract for a whole year for the commitments of the quantities, but the prices are fixed on the basis of a quarterly basis. So once we fix the prices on a quarterly basis, that will remain stands valid for the 3 months, and we execute the entire order. So the next quarter, again, we'll keep again considering the average price of whatever the purchase price, market price and all that. On the basis of that, we'll fix the prices for the next quarter. So this is what actually normally, that is the reason there won't be much impact on a bottom line of the company's profitability. But yes, certainly, sometimes if there is some sort of a drastic increase in the prices and all, we'll definitely, or fall in the prices and all, definitely, we sit with the customers and discuss with them, and accordingly, then we fix the prices.
So just to get this right, broadly speaking, you can pass on the price rise to the customer within 3 months, right?
We'll average the price and we'll give it. But as a matter of fact, when we fix the prices, we fix the prices on the basis of the current market prices. And similarly, we also procure the coffee beans and we release the order for the same price. You know, whatever the price we are doing the costing, same price basis we release it. So we as a company, we don't have any sort of an impact on that. And an average definitely we'll pass on to them, because customer at the end of the day, customer should get a benefit out of it. So we'll pass on to them in the next quarter.
Okay. The next question is on the capacity addition. So in by March 26, you will be having the additional capacity. Just wanted to know how quickly you can ramp it up to 100%. In the last call, I guess you had mentioned in the first quarter or second quarter itself, you can ramp it to full utilization. So how quickly you can do that? And second part on that is, I guess you just mentioned for the freeze-dried capacity, which you will be adding at the end of FY 2027. So like 1 year from now, you can produce at 65% capacity utilization at the very first year. So like, can you explain how can you do that?
Yeah. With regards to this additional 4,500 metric tons, which is coming in March month, I think we should able to do it in the first quarter itself, full capacity utilization, because this is in a same facilities and the same plant, and we know the everything, the equipments are, because most of the common equipments are used for this additional line. So we are very confident 100% capacity we can utilize it in the first quarter itself, number one. Number two, with regards to the freeze-dried coffee, yes, certainly, because this is a new project, new plant. Obviously, for commissioning and the stabilizing the quality and stabilizing the blends and all, it takes one month here and there and all. So that's the reason I mentioned that initially, maybe we may go within a 65%-70%, but over a period of second and third quarter onwards, then we can ramp up to 100% capacities. So average, you can say that around 65%-70%, we should able to in a year. The first year, I'm talking about the freeze-dried coffee.
Okay, just one more question on, like, you have signed a MOU with the government, so there you will be investing around 1,100 crore for a period of next 2-3 year, I guess. So this 450 crore-500 crore is part one of that, right? So part two of that, how, when you will be looking at, and like the remaining 500 crore-600 crore, like, what you are targeting to add, the freeze-dried or spray-dried, or like, when it will come? Can you give some details on that?
Yes. The idea, the company has a vision, company has a business plan. As per the company's vision and business plan, what we are planning is that we initially will go with 5,500 metric tons for the first phase. And second phase, again, we continue to have another 5,500 metric tons for freeze-dried coffee only. So as I mentioned in my previous call also, the freeze-dried coffee market is growing by 10%. So there is a phenomenal demand, and also it is in a, the realization is 40% higher than the normal spray and blow. So we are mainly focused on freeze-dried coffee in this, what the MOU we signed with Telangana government, it will be for the freeze-dried coffee. Phase one, phase two.
Like, when the phase two will come, and like, I guess, if you are adding 5,000... Hello?
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
I'm listening.
So I'm asking,
Go
ahead.
Go ahead. Go ahead, go ahead.
Yeah, I was asking, like, by when you are targeting for the phase two capacity expansion, and I guess that time, whenever it is commissioned, I guess you will, total capacity you will be having upwards of 21,000 metric tons, right?
Yes, obviously, 5,500 additional tons we are adding-
Yeah.
Then it will be 21,000 metric tons, and we are planning to add another 5,500 metric tons in a phase two, maybe if we, the next year, 2027, end of 2027.
Okay, so FY, end of FY 2027, you will be having 16,500, and by FY 2028, you will be having 21,000. Is that correct?
No, see, not FY 2028, maybe mid of 2028 or something like that. 2028, 2029, something like that.
So like mid of FY 2028, you are saying, not the end of FY 2028?
FY 2029, yes.
So end of, like, you will be completing that in FY 2029?
Most probably. Before that only, but I'm just giving a figure on FY 2029, yes.
Okay, okay. All right, sir. Thank you very much for the answer. Thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Deepali Bansal from Ventura Enterprise. Please go ahead.
Hello, good afternoon, everyone. My first question is regarding the realization. As we were talking about, I think Mr. Bandana also talked about realization. I wanted to understand how our sales mix looked like maybe a year before today, last year or maybe 2 years before. Because as you can see, our realizations per ton have increased from rupees 700 to approximately 800-850 levels. What were our sales mix between bulk and consumer divided? Like, how was it divided maybe 2 years ago?
Yeah, thank you. Good afternoon. It's 2 years ago, we were doing almost 80% to 85% is only in bulk, and 15%, 10 to 15% in consumer packs. So today we are doing almost 50 to 55% in a consumer packs, and the rest is in a bulk. And going forward, we are planning to do a 70% in consumer packs and 30% in bulk. So that's the reason the realization is higher. Yes.
So are we talking about this? Sorry, continue.
Moreover, 2 years back we were more focused on the straight-edge coffee, which is in a slightly lower price one. Now we are more focused on a agglomerated coffee, granulated coffee. So it's just a higher price one.
So if we talk about the new freeze-dried coffee coming up maybe in a few years, we're looking at bulk or consumer there. What would be our focus?
It will be mix of consumer and as well as the bulk.
So it would be somewhere around 50-50, or are we looking at something which would be more?
I can say that the first year it will be around 65 to 70% in bulk and maybe 25 to 30% in consumer pack. And the second year it will be 50-50.
All right. Would you be able to give us the order book right now that we have?
Today, the company has the entire quarter four has sold out almost. So even additional capacity, what we have, 4,500 also, we have got almost confirmed letters from the customers, and the quantities, the commitments and all, we got it from the customers. So that is the position as on today, yes.
All right, sir. One last bookkeeping question, sir. Would you be able to give us the net debt situation of the company right now after quarter three has ended?
After Q3 ended, right?
Yes.
That debt position of the company, 1 second, I'll just give it to our CFO.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Arshit Shah from Vito Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the follow-up. Sir, I wanted to check. So since you're ramping up the 4,500 ton capacity in Q1 FY27, wouldn't your balance sheet involve in investing in the working capital in Q4? I mean, you'll have to, order the raw material, and then start processing it maybe before the starting of the plant. So would you have to load up inventory in Q4?
Yes, we have already planned our raw materials in accordance with our additional capacities what is coming in March month and also going forward to the next year. So that is I can say that FY27. So what our total capacity 11,000 tons, we already tied up with the suppliers, raw material suppliers and all. So accordingly, we release an orders also as per our orders, export orders. So purchase orders also released, and we also building a stocks there.
So while your working capital cycle would be better as you explained earlier, but purely on a 31st March basis, when we calculate ratios, probably optically it would still look higher, right? It was the case last year.
Yeah, 1 second. Our CFO will give an answer.
Since the major sales is happened in that February, March, that is the reason numbers is a little bit high. But otherwise, it is that it's intact of the entire working capital cycle of within but 130 days kind of thing, not more than that. Inventory of around 60 days and letters around 60 to 70 days based on that timelines.
So the cycle in terms of number of days is intact. It may just look optically lower or higher.
Yes.
Understood, sir. And sir, given this 4,500 additional capacity in March, so what is the color of customer visibility you have? Is it existing? Is it new? I mean, what is the mix between existing and new customers when you ramp up this capacity?
Yeah. So we have already gotten orders from the existing customers, and we are also entering into the new geographies and the new customers and new markets. So we are targeting the countries where there is a huge scope for the additional the spray and agglomeration. So that is the markets which we are planning to enter into that. And we already identified and we have been in discussion and we have taken a letter, consent letters from them and we are getting the orders.
Understood. So a lot of new customer additions we would see in FY27?
Yes, please.
Understood. And sir, one last question on the coffee prices. So the Robusta coffee prices has come off from the, at least the highs. They have not corrected to the previous levels, but just corrected from the highs. So as a company, does it benefit from a working capital cycle perspective in the sense that for the same EBITDA or margin per kg, I mean, meaning slightly lesser investment in inventory. So as an organization, we would prefer lower prices on the coffee side. Is that correct?
Yeah, because since we are into value-added industries, so obviously because if the prices are lower, definitely the working capital will, you know, to that extent to some reduction in this thing. So it will be much comfort position for us, number one. Number two is with regards to the profitability and the cost plus margin basis. So there won't be any impact on profits. So, I think this is a good sign because of the globally, if you see that this year the coffee is good, the output is very good, and Brazil has a good rainfall and all. So we are anticipating the good price levels, the same price levels are maybe slightly lower, we'll maintain it. And it will be really helpful for the companies, manufacturing company like us, where we can able to, you know, working capital, the amount of working capital what we are using, that we can in fact build the stocks there, you know, to get a benefit out of it.
So I think in terms of coffee prices, I think the worst is behind, at least.
Yes. Yes, please.
There will be positive impact.
There's a positive trend for the value-added products now. Yes, please.
Understood, sir. Thank you, sir. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shubham Bhatt from LFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, please.
Congratulations on a good set of numbers first. So my question is that, as you said, India procurement should be 65% from the current 80-85%. Can you guide how will you replace this procurement, like from which geography, and how many quarters will it take to reach this target? This is my first question.
We are targeting to get this the additional coffee beans, imported coffee beans, typically from the countries like in African countries. Uganda is the country which produces the Robusta coffee, and that coffees are quite acceptable to most of my customers, so, and also Indonesia Robusta coffee. And we are targeting this to add maybe Q2 of this FY27.
Okay, thank you. And my second question is that in future, as we expand and freeze that coffee, so which geography are we targeting our customers to be? As we know that this segment is growing faster than the other coffees, so which geography are we targeting to expand in?
Yeah, I think we have not even focused more on countries like in a Korea, South Korea, then Middle East, and also Australia, Indonesia, and other countries and all. So I think these are the market we are now, already we are in a very advanced stage of discussions with the customers. So these are the geographies where we want to get a much, you know, for a higher thing.
Okay, thank you. That's it.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraints, that will be the last question for today, which is from the line of Nilab Jade from Ashmore. Sorry for that, Ms. Nilab Jade has already left the queue. We'll take the last question.
Yes, please.
It is from the line of Saurabh Gupta from Financial Free. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So thank you for the opportunity. And
little louder, please. Mr. Gupta.
Hello.
Mr. Gupta, please go ahead.
Am I audible?
Yes, please. Now go ahead.
Sir, thank you for the opportunity and congratulations for the great set of numbers. I have missed one part that you were saying that going forward we will give around 25% tax rate. So is my understanding correct?
No, it's not 25%. I think whatever the applicable rate. One second. How much is 25%? Yeah, correct. 25%. You are right.
Okay, sir. And the next question is, we said that we are taking lower interest rate from Europe for our 450 crore capex. So can you please provide some color about the interest rate percentage and when it will start hitting our P&L?
I think the interest component is between 6 to 7% in total.
Okay.
And the interest component will start. It will be, one second. I'm just giving to my CFO. He will explain.
Okay.
The interest rate will be at a 4 to 5%, including hedging cost, it is at a 6 to 7%.
Okay, and it will start hitting our P&L from?
It will be FY28.
FY28 onwards?
Yeah, FY27, little bit FY28.
Okay. And the last question I have regarding the cash flow from operation. As the management told earlier that we will become cash flow positive in Q3. So if you can provide the number, CFO number for Q3.
Q3 is at around 3 to 4 crores is the positive. Definitely Q4 will be that it is a more, no number is there. Whatever the deficit is there for H1, it will be wiped out.
Okay. Got it. Thank you. Okay. That's it from my side.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as it was the last question for today, I will now hand the conference over to management for closing comments.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for your questions and for the constructive discussions. We appreciate the continued interest and engagement from the investment community in Vintage Coffee and Beverages Limited. Overall, the performance during the quarter and 9 months period reflects steady execution across operations and continued progress on our strategic priorities. While the operating environment remains dynamic, we remain focused on disciplined execution, operational efficiency, and prudent capital allocation. Once again, thank you very much for participation.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Nuvama Wealth and Investment Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you.